nature versus nurture. But what is nature? Remember, the Western version of nature is a frame caused by printing press. The actual Aborigines that lived in nature didn't know there was nature in the way we think.
They don't know there's water.
Right. So it's not nature versus nurture in those terms for Westerners. It is, we could say first nature, as you're saying, is first nature, God created, and nurture is the second nature that we're making, that eventually we're going to reach the point where, now here's the point, if the body is all the media is shrinking so that we're going to have a Dick Tracy watch someday where we're in touch with 6 billion people and can communicate with them, and it's a body.
It's called a cell phone.
Right, that was the beginning. Who are we going to meet? We're going to meet a simulation of ourselves, our clone. And that clone's going to be imitating first nature. That'll be a confrontation with second nature trying to be first nature, right? If we meet our clone, if that happens, that's you meeting me. But the technology has moved you into solipsistic space, so you're going to meet your clone. So I'm actually looking, since we're all resonating one thing, I'm only talking to myself when I talk to you. So we would then be separate, to be isolationist and anarchistic as an art form, what's called modern, postmodern individualism. We are violent on purpose as a saving grace. Violent in all levels, like can't even have people I haven't married for very long, right? We are violent as a saving grace against the antichrist level of this resonating android me. And McLuhan called it the prince of the air. He said the prince of the air was a superlative engineer and industrial, hardware and software, a master of software and hardware, that's right, an electrical engineer. The prince of the air was, fundamentalist Christians say, was the literal antichrist, not necessarily. It was a technological simulation that we had created, that we resonated. So when people tell you we're all one, run! Because Wyndham Lewis said, celebrate your two-ness. Because two-ness is whatever medium you adopt to avoid being George Bush.
Yeah, but you're always defining yourself as George Bush.
Verbally? Oh, that's right. You're always, you can't escape it. So, you buy more computers, you go for virtual reality, and you turn into a clone.
You have the Taurus effect.
Right. T-O-R-U-S? Yes.
Not.
Yeah. So, that is where we're at right now. So, we're going to celebrate any previous form of media as a saving grace. And that's what McLuhan meant. All media become art forms when we have no more media. We just have one medium. And that one medium is a simulation of tactility. It's a cloning of ESP. That's what we got, a cloning of ESP. So, therefore, we are going to rest on voluntary ESP. We're going to put, as McLuhan said about Wyndham Lewis, he provided a great carapace, a great shield, any medium. Go to the movies. Take up golf, do anything as a shield so that you can just interact with cloning ESP every now and then, on and off, voluntarily, until we get cold fusion. We'll get out of this fucking hell if we get cold fusion. That's the good news.
Why do you say that?
Because we will get free energy that will protect our first bodies. And
but who controls the cold fusion? It's corporations controlling. There's no economic analysis there.
There's nothing to control if it's free. I mean,
well, it'll never be free. We live in a corporate society. If they patent things, they'll control.
But if you can grow enough food to feed the whole population in greenhouses in Antarctica,
that's been the words of the last 50 years. Oh, the Green Revolution. What happened to the Green Revolution? It was corporatized.
But I'm just saying,
you don't like business people, huh?
No.
Well, okay. You don't like me then.
That's what you're saying.
What's wrong with business?
That's what I meant when I didn't say it. Remember right from the beginning? Now explain. When the cold fusion is done, it's going to come out of it. It's going to be done in Russia and China first, in the backward countries. They're not bogged down like the United States and Con Edison. You can't bring it into the United States. It's going to happen in China and Africa and Russia. And Japan has bought up all the platinum. They're going to make a killing. In the end, when it's finally sold in the United States, it's going to be the biggest money maker ever. Whoever is owning those corporations are going to make a quadzillion dollars. But over the next 10 years, people have free energy. They don't need to pay the rent as much. Money will no longer be a cause of friction and will come down and become a balanced medium within the other media. It has been dominating us for 2,000, 3,000 years. Visual space, McLuhan called it. The disservice of visual space. Once, you make your big profit, it's like if Leary could turn everybody on with LSD, then everybody would see it, then everybody would be cool, and they wouldn't need any more LSD, supposedly, right? That's always the alchemical vision. Well, we've got a situation. Yes, these guys are going to make, whoever makes $1 trillion, but it'll be useless within 10 years. Because you will not, once I got my free battery, I don't have to do anything for 10 years. So I need another battery. And it might not even run out. So, money will have its final orgasm. And note, McClellan says in his review of William Burroughs' Naked Lunch, in 1964, that the universe had its orgasm in the 19th century. What's the universe? Nature. First nature. Or visual space version of nature. Look, at this guy said the wildest things, way beyond any wild maniac you want to think that's in our culture. You know, from Tim Leary or Mayor Kahana. Anyway, McLuhan was the most radical perceptive thing. He went to Mass every day. And so he said the universe had an orgasm in the 19th century. End of biology. He knew that we had begun to clone collectively and that genetic engineering was a latecomer. Let's try to, just trying to deal with this little body. We got grown these other bodies. What was I saying? Why did I go off on that? I was just full fusion.
You're getting high on free energy.
Right, right. So no, I was saying he was saying wacky things like that. Well, he was in the universe is an orgasm. That's a wacky statement. I'm saying that this is not a wacky statement when we see that money will have a huge orgasm, and whoever thinks they own what Croker calls the last man on the beach. Because we're in a situation now where everybody's picking each other up because there's less and less jobs. You know, who's going to be the last guy beside the resonating Android meme, right? I mean, we all have to leave here and compete against each other and get the three jobs that might be available tomorrow. Maybe two. So in the end, you get the last man on the beach. So that guy has victory. He's got a zillion dollars, richest man ever lived, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, humans start resurfacing, no longer dominated by medium environments. They'll be moved into free energy, frictionless space medium.
And what happens when all this energy is released into the environment and the polar caps melt and we're inundated with water?
Right.
We're swimming.
Wars will continue. Now, here's what's going to happen. In 500 years, we're going to have the final Armageddon. And that Armageddon will be that we will have invented a technology.
We'll be quite sophisticated then. Everything in this room will have disappeared within 100 years. We'll have amazing other tech environments, media. In 500 years, we will be so sophisticated that we'll invent a technology and then we'll realize what McLuhan meant, that the medium is a message. And we will really have to take that serious because this technology will be so amazing that we'll realize if we press the button, we will forget everything we ever knew about ourselves, which is kind of like a death, the death of memory. And we're going to have a fight. Humans are going to have a fight over whether to press the button. Some will say, yeah, I want to forget everything. Others won't want to. Always the liberals against the conservatives, right? The progressives against the conservatives.
They already have that.
Good point, because that's what
TV was.
You're
born, you forget.
Yes, but that's the soul. What is it within language that conditions people that they think they're going to lose something? In retrospect, McLuhan is saying the greatest threat to any civilization is a new invention because it wipes out that civilization. It loses memory. We have social amnesia as a normal celebrated value today. So every technology does that. But we're going to get to a point where this will be a real eraser head. You know what I mean? This will be. And we'll see where McLuhan's relevant. You know what I mean? It's a warning. So we're going to have fights and problems and glacial millions dying, even though technologically language will have got its shit together and have frictionless space. The souls will still be fucking arguing about this.